Welcome to What in God's Name, Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, Absurdity as a Weapon, What You Need to Understand About the Attack on Goodness in Our Common Life. In an earlier What in God's Name short form called Good People Do Not Exist, we helped you understand that the moral battle in our common life is a campaign to eliminate the authority of goodness to constrain behavior. If you have power, you do not want to be constrained. And morality, if it has authority, constrains bad behavior. Today, we want to help you understand how absurdity is used as a tactical weapon by those in power to attack goodness in our common life. And a tactic in the battle against goodness is to attack the idea that words have meanings. In other words, absurdity as a weapon. Here's an example. In response to the Associated Press's refusal to refer to the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, as ordered by the president, the press secretary said, quote, "I was very upfront in my briefing on day one that if we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable." And it is a fact, she went on to say, that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. In this example, the word fact means what the president said. And if the word fact means what the president said, then the word fact is meaningless. It's rendered meaningless by the absurdity. Words that are disconnected from reality become merely sounds, signifying nothing. The absurdity is the point. A second example of rendering words meaningless is to call other people what in fact you are yourself. Donald Trump employs this tactic effectively. The examples are so numerous that we who are relatively healthy have been conditioned to let these absurdities pass. It's a natural defense against repeated assaults on meaning. Continued exposure to absurdity is a threat to your mental health. So after a while, these things just don't register anymore. But for one example, in late 2023, Donald Trump called then-President Biden, quote, "the destroyer of democracy," end quote. If you pause on that for just a second, the absurdity becomes clear. In 2020, it was, in fact, Donald Trump who was the first president in American history to disrupt the lawful and peaceful transfer of power. Another example of this tactic of making words meaningless by calling other people what you are yourself. Trump and his supporters call their political adversaries fascists. Democrats may be many things, but the characteristics of fascism, which are the cult of the leader, the identification of the state with the leader, the blaming of problems on outsiders and enemies within. All of these characteristics belong to Trump and MAGA, not to the Democrats. The tactic is to make words meaningless, to disconnect words from reality. Retired U.S. Army General Mark Milley, a person who understands these words, said that Trump is, quote, "fascist to the core." If the real fascists call their adversaries fascists, then the word fascist loses its meaning. It's a win for those with power. To conclude, all of this is not just about words and meanings. It's an attack on morality itself. If words become disconnected from reality, then the word goodness loses meaning and signifies nothing. It has no authority to constrain bad behavior nor provide guidance for the good. But in addition to how absurdity attacks the meaning of words like goodness, absurdity also attacks the field in which moral action makes sense. And the field in which moral action makes sense is a world in common. A world in common exists only as a function of shared language between people. Shared language, shared understandings, shared meanings. Destroying words and meanings destroys a world in common. And destroying a world in common makes impossible meaningful collective action. Absurdity as a weapon is deeply corrosive of a shared common life. And wielded by power, absurdity becomes a method of control. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today and think it might be important for other people to hear, please share with a friend. You can check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.